March, 5.43 1/4, up 6 3/4. December corn, 3.67 3/4, up 4 3/4. March, 3.81 1/4, up 4 1/2. May, 3.89 3/4, up 4 1/4. July, 3.96 3/4, up 4. November soybeans, 10.11 1/2, up 5 1/2. January, 10.17 3/4, up 5. March, 10.24 1/2, up 5. July, 10.36 1/4, up 5 3/4. December soybean meal, 3.80 70, up 3.90. December soybean oil, 32.69, up 46. October live cattle, 169.30, down 25. October feeders, 238.30, down 2 1/2. And December lean hogs, 90.40, and now 90.45, up 1.45. Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance, and farmland values in 2015. And all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Another day and soybeans and corn in the green again. Although, if you just see where we are right now, in the Novies, 10.13 1/4, up 7 1/4. Doesn't even begin to tell the story of how they've traded in the last 24 hours.
You better have your seatbelt on. You were thrown out of the roller coaster car. It's been quite a movement here, quite a influx of money, I think, out of some of the other divisions we're seeing coming out of the energies, out of some of the currencies and bonds, and whatever, along with the strong technical trade that we've seen develop in the beans and corn and the wheat over the last week.
And, there's been some fundamental shifts. There was, a story yesterday that said a feed additive that usually comes from China, it's going to be short between now and the end of the year, and that impacts how much soy meal a piglet gets fed?
That's very true, Dave. I can't pronounce it. It's one of the amino acids that comes out of China. It starts with an M. And basically, it is upping the bean meal usage probably anywhere from 7 to 15% as to get up to the protein level when they actually use that. Now, that come out of a news blip from Kent Feeds, so it does seem somewhat reliable that we are doing that. But I think more so out of the picture is what we need to look at is the rail car situation, and that the southeast and the big feeding areas down there just aren't getting the meal. We know that the processing plants up in the Midwest have anywhere from a 6 to 8 week supply of beans to crush. You look at the crush and what it's making, we know they're crushing them. So basically the meal is stuck between here and there, and they're buying a rail and a truck meal and more spot at the time, so to try to get through this and get that pipeline back to full.
And so that is reflective in the meal prices. So what is a producer to do about it? And particularly, because a lot of producers had already sold a lot of 14 soybeans, what are they about to do about November 15 prices with this rally?
Well, we know what the South American producer is doing. They're selling a little more and planning on planting a little more, which, of course, makes it even more important for the U.S. farmer to think about doing a little bit of the same. We know that some of the firms, the Cargills, the Andersons, and people like that are sort of talking about trying to stick a minimum price contract on around $10 on next year's beans, thinking that if we do get the increase in acreage in South America and probably here in the U.S., the $10 bean base wouldn't look bad come next fall.
The rally has been very impressive into the glut of the harvest. Corn, too.
Oh, my gosh. If you'd asked me a couple weeks ago, I would have told you, if you told me these figures were going to be here in 2 weeks, I would have sort of laughed at you, and I would have been wrong, of course. We were leaning very heavily to the short side in most all the thoughts that most of the marketers had, and we, you know, when both tips one way too far away, it tips back the other way, and probably a little bit too far that way. So we look for these logistic problems to straighten themselves out within a couple weeks here.
So what's a producer to do with 367 and three quarters?
Well, I think that as we look at that, we talked about this a long time ago, that we thought we'd like to take advantage of the carry. I think that somewhere out here, why we try to sell some May or July corn against corn we have in storage, and hopefully on this run-up, and take advantage of it and put us back into that $4 cash range.
So we've been given, and practically for all intents and purposes, giving a gift that many people didn't see. I wonder how much left is in these rallies, and I particularly wonder, given that we didn't spike high today in the November beans, whether or not we're going to call that the top of a range that we're going to move sideways and into the winter.
Boy, I wish I knew the answer to that question, Dave, because we'd like to know when this top is coming in here and whether we need to still hang on to some of our hedges or whether to get out of them along the way. And I think that a lot of people have been got out of their hedges on this move up, and I think there's some that are still hanging tight. But as we look at everything and the logistics and what some of the Fibonacci numbers and everything are telling us, it looks like sometime by the end of the week we should probably start to look at a top.
So then should we go ahead and purchase some puts at that point, protect our downside and keep the open on the up in case the crop in South America doesn't come across?
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea, Dave. I think that we would think at looking at that and trying to recommend something along those lines. I think that we've seen here today or over the last week and a half why maybe the option strategy might be the best way to go.
And we are quite serious about that. We're already beginning to see numbers from the bean counters down there, including Michael Corrier, and they're beginning to look and lean 3 million metric tons or so less.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the way that as we're looking here, but, you know, as the rain continues down there and the prices go up here, why, we're going to say that there's a chance of more acres than were going to be planted a couple days ago in South America that do actually get planted.
What's wheat's role in all this? And by the way, we didn't get plenty of rain in hard red winter wheat country. It is wet enough to plant for sure, maybe too wet.
Yeah, the problem more so is what the crop in Russia is looking like. They've got some pretty poor conditions going into there. They're worried about winter kill and quite a bit of cut back there, and that's where some of the strength has come. But, you know, basically along the way, the wheat market has also enjoyed the tag-along efforts that's been caused by the bean market over the last week and a half. You know, and when corn gets pulled up, wheat has a tendency to get pulled up with it.
Is live cattle to you feeling a little toppy?
Live cattle have felt toppy to me for a long time, Dave, but there continues to be, you know, very good demand. The cattle numbers, you know, I think we placed 101 last month, so, I mean, no more. We aren't seeing a big increase in cattle placements or anything that way. So firm as we go is sort of the way the meat complex looks to me.
And we'll let you out on this question. What's basis role going to be in the next 3 weeks?
Well, I think the basis levels sort of tell you what's going on. You know, west of the Mississippi, the bean meal basis is not near as hot. It's about $50 less than what it is east of the Mississippi. You know, corn basis and bean basis, you know, aren't that good here locally. It's just the fireworks basically on getting material to the Gulf and also to the East Coast. And I think when we get a little logistics straightened out a little bit, the basis is probably, unfortunately, going to stay wide until we wrap up or get down to the last 10% of harvest.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. December corn trading 369.5, up 6.5. March 382.5, up 5.75. May 391.25, up 5.75. July 398, up 5.25. November soybeans 1016.5, up 10.5. Go out to July, they're 1041, up 10.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.